She sends you a half-naked pic in the very first text. Whoa. She invites herself over after a quick round of kamikazes. She seductively sneaks out after telling you to go wait in the bathroom. She's the most confusing woman in the world. And one of our listeners, Scott, wants to get back in touch with her. If you're just tuning in, Scott met a girl named Brianna after she messaged him on Instagram. They ended up going out to a bar, quickly wound up back at his place, and started making out when we're in the bedroom, and she told him she had a special surprise for him. He just had to wait in his bathroom, and she'd tell him when to come out. And after waiting 5, 7, 10 minutes, he finally came out, and she was mysteriously gone.
Surprise!
And the thing is, he looked around. It didn't seem like she took anything.
Yeah, his wallet was out there.
Wallet, all of his belongings were still there, but had no idea where she went or why.
She must be so attractive because it's typical guy logic. Like, if anybody was like, here, have some drinks and go lock yourself in your own bathroom, most people be like, no. Mm-hmm. But when a girl does it who's beautiful, it's like, okay, be back later. Here's the keys, lock me away.
And then he's calling for a second date.
That's a good point.
And you still want to go out with her again.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
You guys do like to punish yourselves a little bit.
We do.
God, beautiful women are the worst.
So Scott's just looking for some answers here. The one question that we didn't ask you in the first part here, Scott, was, were you taking any hallucinogenic drugs during the day? Is it possible you imagine this whole thing?
This is a true story.
Okay.
Was she actually a pink elephant? Yeah.
No, this kind of thing doesn't happen to me. Okay, I'm not. This is why it was all unexpected. I got the DM from her in the first place, let alone the half-naked pic, let alone the drinks and the shots. And all this was just like a magical mystery tour leading up to I don't know what.
Wow.
I guess we're going to find out.
We're going to find
out right now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I just want to see her again.
Okay.
I don't think she wants to see you again. Yeah. Scott, she's blocked you on Instagram, but that's sweet.
Well, I want to find out what she did to your apartment.
Let's find out, okay? I'm going to dial the number, and we're going to try and get you a second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Brianna.
This is she.
Hi, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
Hi, Brianna.
Hey.
Hi.
That's Brooke and Jose and Alexis, and we're doing something today called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
What is this about? What?
This is about your recent dating life, and you went out with a guy recently who had a great time with you, and he's hoping to get back in touch with you, but you haven't been responding.
Okay.
His name is Scott.
Well, that was like three seconds. I know.
I can't tell.
But I can tell you have a sexy laugh. I mean, I will give you credit for that, Brianna.
She's pretty. I can hear in her voice.
Yeah.
He said that he was, like, blown away by you.
Oh.
What? Is she
blushing? Brianna, here's the thing. Scott emailed our show and told us all about your date. And he's confused based on how it ended. And you're laughing.
Funny. Okay, wait. Brianna, like, what? It's almost mean at this point. Yeah, you left the guy in the bathroom for 7 minutes and then he comes out and you're gone.
It's like the ultimate troll.
After promises were made.
The promises don't even matter. Like,
it makes it worse.
Well,
yeah, it's just a cherry. Yeah. All the icing on the cake or whatever.
He was only in there for 7 minutes. I was hoping he'd be in there a lot longer.
What?
Oh, my God. Wow. I knew it.
Is this a tease?
This is some power trip thing, right, Brianna? It's okay. Like, you could tell us.
Yeah, this is a mean prank or something.
Okay. I probably shouldn't, but...
She's gloating. Yeah, listen to her.
I know the confidence in your voice.
I know. It's confusing because it's like at one part, I think what you did is not right. But on the other part, I'm really impressed.
I know. Yeah. I want the tea.
You sound so proud of yourself. What happened?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you. So I actually never was interested in him at all.
What?
Oh.
Then why did you hit him up on Instagram?
Oh my God, I'm so bad.
Yeah.
One of my really great friends, she's one of my best friends for like 10 years.
Okay.
And she went out with this guy once and they had a great time and he totally ghosted her. But the thing is, she left her watch over at his apartment.
Oh my God.
He totally was ignoring her texts, her calls, and I don't think that's a good, nice thing to do. Do you guys?
No, that's why I didn't like you in the beginning of this.
Wait.
Right. So me being the great, wonderful friend that I am, I decided to devise a plan to get her watch back for her.
Oh my God. It was a reconnaissance mission.
This is genius.
I love it.
You're a diabolical mastermind.
Oh my gosh. She's got an evil laugh now.
So that's how you found him on Instagram too. Because remember in the beginning, he's like, I don't even know how she found me on Instagram.
Your friend.
She had his handle.
Oh my God.
Guys are so dumb. They go for anything.
We are though.
I want you as a friend.
Wow. So you set this whole thing up just so you can go back to Scott's apartment and get her watch back.
Yeah. And he's so stupid. He didn't even realize that I was taking water shots while he was getting drunk.
I was going to ask, were you drunk? She just drove out of there.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. This is smart. This is too smart.
Oh my God. Scott.
So did you find the watch?
Of course, it wasn't even that hard. Like, it was just in his drawer. Like, he just keeps, like, his memorabilia from his date.
Oh my God.
He was like, oh, she wasn't moving. Like, after 2 minutes, she found it right away. Right?
I just wonder what Scott's thinking about all this.
Yeah, me too. I wonder.
Because I need to tell you, Brianna, Scott's on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh my God, she loves it.
Surprise on you, Brianna.
No shame, though.
Scott,
you there?
Yeah, I'm Brianna. I mean, are you joking right now? I mean, this is crazy.
Scott, you should be lucky. Like, I could have taken all your money, all your things. Like,
That's true.
Oh my God.
Scott, do you know who she's talking about? Do you know what friend she's talking about that you ghosted?
Yes, and I'm sorry about a watch or whatever, but...
Scott, why didn't you respond to that girl's text when she was asking for a watch back?
Yeah.
First, I didn't understand what it was about, and then I forgot about it after a couple of days. I just forgot about the watch. I mean, this is creepy.
I mean, at the end of the day, I know it sucks and it hurts your feelings, but no harm was done. I mean, she got you drunk, she got you home safe. You went to a closet. You went to the bathroom.
I would have taken the
wallet.
Well, yeah,
see? And you're fine. And her friend got her property back. It's not like she took anything of yours.
I mean, the harm that's done is that now whenever Scott DMs a girl and she sends him a nice pic, he's going to be thinking, uh-oh, what does she want from me? Like, what did I leave?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it. Like, I thought we had instant chemistry. I felt something.
Oh, man.
Well, you were drinking.
Well, I mean, Brianna, I mean, don't you feel a little bit bad that you let him on so much?
Okay. That's a no.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
that's
that as a no.
A no. That's a no.
Oh man.
Well,
wow.
Sorry, bro.
I think that means that Brianna, you don't see a future with Scott.
I don't know. There's only one way to find out, and that's by asking Brianna. We would like to send the two of you on another date, and we'll pay for it. What do you say?
The only way I would ever go out on another date with you, Scott, was if one of my other friends were to have another date with you and have something stolen and she would be together.
Okay.
She's just a repo girl.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Scott, do you know any of your other friends?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
What have you learned from all of this, Scott? Like,
I guess just never trust a hot girl who sends you a picture.
It's a good rule.
And if there's any ladies out there that need some items recovered, call Brianna.
Yeah, apparently.
She'll get them back for you.
Dude, that's a real business.
<That's> real.
I'm your girl.